You're a regular here. You come in about once every other week, peruse the new releases, and then sit in the cafe, flipping through your latest find. I always make up some excuse to do recovery in cafe, even though I know that it's not likely there'll be anything left for me to find in such a short amount of time. Sometimes I get lucky, and you wander over to customer service. I try not to be obvious when I rush over to assist. Usually, it's some obscure title we don't have and can't order to the store, but at least I get to listen to the gravelly sound of your voice and admire the little crow's feet your eyes get when you smile. I'm not usually attracted to older men. The guys I date are only a few years older at the most. But there is something about you. An undeniable pull you have over me. And when you walk into the store, my breathing quickens and my palms get sweaty. I feel like some silly teenager with a crush on her teacher. It's so ridiculous. I'm useless the rest of the time you're here, forgetting about work and trying desperately instead to catch a glimpse of you. And I'm sure to you, I'm just another nameless face you see. Someone you'll never remember past the interaction. Just another stranger. You can't see the lust brewing inside me when I look into your eyes, or the commotion of butterflies you send to my stomach. The tremble of my hands as I try to steady them on the keyboard. All the subtle signs of my attraction to you go unnoticed, and I'm left to fantasize, imagine what it would feel like to be noticed by you, wanted by you. Yeah, there's not really anything to recover right now. It's been a pretty slow shift. Okay, no problem. I'll work on straightening sci-fi. Is there going to be anyone available to cover the desk for me? Alright, cool. Thanks. You belong here, but you definitely don't. Okay. Huh. Great. Someone left me a surprise latte to find. What a sweetheart. Sorry? Oh, yeah, the latte thing happens more often than you'd think. Well, some people are jerks. Oh my god, you remember that? Yeah, my managers make us dress up in costumes for these silly store spirit days, and my Princess Leia buns were my half-assed way of participating. I really can't believe you remember that, and I kind of wish you didn't. Yeah, I think next year I'm gonna go full Chewbacca, you know, really commit. But I might need a vocal coach for that. So, are you offering? You know, I've actually never seen the originals. I know, it's blasphemous, right? Well, the sci-fi isn't strong with this one, unlike you. Oh no, I just mean, I see you hanging out in the science fiction section a lot. Yeah, I'm just really good with faces. Mm-hmm. Why is that a shame? You were hoping the cute bookstore girl noticed you. Well, maybe she did and was trying not to sound like a complete dork. I mean, you're kind of hard to miss. There's something really commanding about you. Sexy, even. And on that note, I think I've embarrassed myself enough for the day now, so I'm gonna go pretend to be productive up at customer service. Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. Ugh. Hey, yeah, I'm back. Thank you for covering the desk for me. Science fiction's done, and the rest of the back looks good for now. And we may even get out early tonight. Yes, I know. Oh no. You can't leave me. How am I gonna handle all of these people on my own. Wait. Actually, can you take this to the trash on your way back? You're my hero. Thanks. Okay, so this is poetry. History section, fiction. I don't know where you go, so I'll scan you in a second. And you are a teen. One second, I will be right with you. So, what book were you looking for? Right, let me just enter this into the system here. And you said the author's last name was Corey? C-O-R-E-Y. And the first name, James, right? Okay. So it looks like we actually should have that one. Are you sure you didn't see it on the shelf? That's weird. It says here that we have 3 copies. So let's go take a look. Maybe somebody left it in the wrong spot. It's not that weird. All right. It should be right here. Leviathan Wakes. I don't know how you missed that. What do you mean? You knew it was here. Then why did you come all the way up to customer service to ask for help finding it? You think I'm sexy too? What? No. I'm not flustered. It's just, it's really warm in here. I'm wearing a sweater, that's all. So is that your grand plan? I mean, getting me to come all the way over here with you, alone and vulnerable? Listen, no offense, because you seem like a really smart guy, but that was a terrible plan. I'd give it a 2.5 on a scale going all the way to 5. So you got me all the way over here. Now what? Now see, if it had been me, I would have done my homework ahead of time and scoped out the areas the cameras don't quite reach. Like here, in this corner. And then, when I had you right where I wanted you, I'd invade your personal space a bit, causing you to back up into that shelf. Now that is vulnerable. And sure, you're a big guy. You could easily push past my arms on either side of you here. Hell, you could probably duck right under them if you wanted to. But you don't want to, do you? And what is it that you do want? I know what I want to do to you. I would really like to slide my hand under your shirt and up to your chest. Feeling your warm skin against mine. And I know you can't exactly feel me up under this dress, but I could unbutton a few of these top buttons and give you a nice little tease of what's underneath. You know, I almost wore a much uglier bra today, but I'm so glad I went with this lacy blue push-up instead. Do you like it? Do you want to feel me? Feel how soft my skin is? Go ahead. I won't bite. Yet. Can you feel how hard and fast my heart is throbbing? I can feel yours, it makes me wonder what else might be throbbing a little lower. Don't spoil it. I want to be surprised. Oh. Is that uncomfortable? Because I think throbbing might be an understatement here. Do you know how many times I've dreamed about seeing your cock? I've touched myself thinking about sucking it and sending you over the edge. I've even touched myself at work, right in this very corner. I've come touching myself to my filthy thoughts of you, right where we're standing now. How does that make you feel? Would you like to make that dream a reality for me? Because I would really, really love to suck your cock right now. Right here. Where anyone could pass by and see me on my knees in front of you, pleasuring you with my mouth absolutely lost in your cock. Better than I could ever have imagined. Seriously, I can't believe my luck right now. I'm only inches away from what I've wanted for so long. And I'm gonna take my sweet time. I'm gonna tease and torture you until you come so hard you can't even stand up anymore. You might want to use the bookshelf behind you for support. Fair warning. I'm gonna savor this. Have you ever thought about me? Like this, that cute bookstore girl going the extra mile to give you amazing customer service. Did you think about fucking me? Cupping these sweet, perky tits, smacking my ass. Did you stroke yourself to an image of my head bobbing up and down on your cock? And in those fantasies, where did you come? I've imagined you coming over my ass, rubbing it in, painting me with it. are all over my pretty face, letting it drip down onto my tits. I even thought of you filling me up with it, shooting your cum deep into me. I want it everywhere, all over me, inside of me. But right now, you're gonna have to come in my mouth. I want to swallow every drop. I can't wait to taste you. How does that sound? Do you want me to swallow your cum? Good. Come in my mouth. You came so much, some of it dripped down to my chin. That was so fucking hot. I think I've soaked through my panties. I want to come so bad, but I've got to get back to work. I don't want my manager to come looking for me. But you know where to find me if you, you know, need any assistance. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority here. Oh yeah, and here's your book. You'll have to let me know sometime if it was worth it.